I wanted to make sure that everybody remembered that the Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. And if you are a smart speaker user, please say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. News at the top of the hour was sponsored by Builder Supply Outlet. Huge thank you tonight to Vivian Lanoux, our awesome producer, who's back from her vacation. Thank you, Vivian.
Thank you.
Had a great time so far.
Yeah, you look nice and tan.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Not mad about it.
Thank you for punting. We threw you right into the show a few weeks ago, and you're just a rock star tonight. Lori Lightfoot was a little detained, but she's just awesome, and we love her people. We love her for being on with us. So,
absolutely.
And thank you for kind of going with the flow.
Yes, absolutely. It's been fun.
It's been a fun show, and we always love when Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau is in studio. Hello, my friend.
Good evening. How are you?
Has my mom talked to you lately?
A couple weeks ago, I talked to her. It's been a while. I miss her.
She is so on your radar. I'm telling you, she's the one who told me about this. There's a timeshare scandal that was going on, and then I heard about that from another friend of a friend, and I mentioned it to you, and you said, "Oh my God, this is going crazy with this right now.
It's going crazy now." And I sent your mom a care package too, not too long ago.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
she uses her BBB swag, which you always bring in for us.
I got them here.
I have to tell you, your swag is second to none. At this radio station.
Yeah, that's good. It's all over. We hope to. I love the seal, the BBB seal.
You know who's a fan of your chapstick is Kevin Powell from the Rokan Show.
Oh, Kevin, we golfed with him, remember?
I know, we did golf with him and Cochran and Dave Ennett and you and I.
We were a good team.
But thank you always for all the gifts that you always bring us everything. And I know it's springtime. I know there's a lots going on with you now.
Never stops.
Let me guess. I'm going to guess one of the biggest scams this time of year. Lawn services, gutter cleaning, things to do, home repairs.
Home repair is usually the tip off to the rip off.
Is it the big one?
It's the big one. It happens every year. People start, warm weather. Everybody wants to fix up their house and take care of from the winter blues.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff, damage over the winter, snow and salt and all that stuff. So they get these people that travel door to door or neighbor to neighborhood.
I'm seeing so much of that lately, Steve. People coming up to the door and ringing the bell. And there was kind of a lull for a few years.
Seemed to be. Now there's we're seeing a lot more questions and concerns about them. And actually, some of them actually have different names for different neighborhoods. And it's kind of...
Do they really?
Yeah, it's a Spanish neighborhood. They put a Spanish name on their van. If they put a Polish neighborhood, they put a Polish name on their van. It's just people that... Sometimes they call them storm chasers, but really they are just people that are trying to scam you during this time and period.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you can't tell sometimes. I mean, there's legitimate door-to-door people, so don't get me wrong, but you should never, ever, obviously, open a door to some you don't know.
Right.
But secondly, more importantly, you always get three bids. So regardless if they come to your door or not, you should still get three bids from somebody, not just go with the lowest bid either. But a lot of people are just opening their doors and letting these people in their house or doing work on their home, and it's inferior work. They spray tar on the driveway or a little sealant, make it look good in the first rain, it all washes away.
Oh, see.
And there's this home improvement scams, roofings. I mean, people come over to your house saying that you got hail damage. I could see from the street you got hail damage.
Yeah.
Let's go up there and look at it. And they go up there and they make some damage. A lot of consumers, they bring up a hammer with them and they make their own damage up there, and then they claim it on the insurance company. So it's just got to be very careful out there.
And I know how you feel about paying cash.
Yeah, you never pay cash.
Right.
Never pay. That's important. Yeah. I mean, cash
for
is
a multitude of reasons. I mean, you need receipts.
You need receipt as well, but cash can't be traceable. So only you're giving somebody cash, it's like opening the window, throwing out the money. The same thing. Pay your credit card. Even if you have the money, pay with your credit card. You have your best protection under the Fair Credit Billing Act.
Mm-hmm.
And a debit card is good as well, but not as, it's better to use your credit card.
312-981-7200 is our number. You are always one of the most popular guests when we have text questions and phone questions. If you want to give us a call, Steve Burness with the Better Business Bureau, CEO and President.
There you go.
Executive Director.
There we go.
It took me how many years to get your title?
About 10. Oh,
No.
All right, eight and a half.
Oh, we have to congratulate the Torch Award winner and the Diogenes Award winner this year.
Yes, the Torch Award winner. Obviously, the person was Dale Mueller from Amco Transmissions.
Yes.
Yeah, he won that as well. And the Torch Award winner, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Me. Oh, no, that was last year.
That was last year. as well. This year was, I'm drawing a blank. I can't believe it. It's like it's one big cycle. Oh my Lord.
We have so many great reporters in this town. Like, I know Brad Edwards does so much, Jason Knowles, Pam, of course. Yeah. Just so many different great reporters who are just on this beat. Right. And that's what they do. They basically work with you. Right. And you're so great because you're always with Tracy, or you're on the different stations trying to get the message out that, you know, you don't want people to be scammed.
Not at all. We just did actually something with WGN TV today. Joe was in our office.
Oh, Donnellan, don't you love him?
He's a nice first time I get to meet him. So he looks great. But
I think he's got a future, don't you?
He does have a good future there. But there's never stopped. I mean, everybody says, can you tell a scam? No, you can't really tell a scam until you do some research on it. You can't tell what they look like, the criminals. They look like us. They dress like us. They talk like us. So many people are being scammed. We had a call from a Tribune. I'm not going to mention his or her name. A Tribune employee lost $2,500 today. They wired money for outside the country for a land deal or something. I didn't get the whole gist of it. But as soon as she said that she wired money, I said, that's a tip off the river. It's gone.
Right.
And it's really gone. So she's trying to get it back. But it's just a big problem that we're seeing. Scams. We can't keep up, Andrea. It's just unbelievable. People, amount of people are losing timeshares. That's a big problem.
I want to talk to you about that, Steve, because the timeshare story, and as I said, this was a friend of a friend, and she said, actually, it's a friend of a relative.
Sure.
And I know this woman, and she's smart and funny and bubbly and wonderful. And she had called, and we had a conversation, and she said, yeah, and it was this timeshare, and I gave him $12,000, and she just kept talking, and I went, hold on. That's a lot of money.
Right.
And you're an intelligent woman. Right. What happened? So, you know, this timeshare scam, it seems to be popping up again. Now, what is this?
So basically,
and how is this swindling?
Yeah, well, there's
people?
Two variations. There are legitimate timeshare organizations out there, so I don't want to, you know, say they're all bad.
Exactly.
But there's some out there that just take your money and run with it. Or there's the organization that said they can get you out of your timeshare. So it's just a combination where you buy into like a vacation type club, but it's a long-term contract. If you ever hear all the radio commercials, all the TV commercials trying to get people out, think about all the people trying to get out. So you may not want to get into this. You may want to look a little bit deeper into it and check out the organization, obviously, with the Better Business Bureau.
Right.
But yeah, you're locking yourself into long-term contracts. Some of them are lifelong contracts where you got to keep paying the maintenance fees every year, and then you got a two-week stint at a nice hotel. Some of them are great. I mean, there's some nice timeshare, like Disney has a large timeshare, part of their organization. There are some legitimate ones.
Yeah,
but
there's some great
by
ones.
By and large, no. There's some bad ones out there, and some actually completely rip you off. So I'm not sure about your $12,000 friend of a friend.
It was at a strip mall outside of Naperville.
Right.
And it was just a company. Yeah. And at one point, I think it was a legit company, but then somehow everything went online, and, you know, it was payments, and it just
we're seeing an increase in those timeshare complaints as well, especially on the recovery side when you try to get you out. We had a bank call us recently from West Suburban Bank called us, and they basically said that this consumer just wired this organization in Mexico to try to get out of it. $50,000 they wired out to get out. And then they said it needed more, so they called up and they said, what can we do? I said, please stop him from wiring more money.
Right.
The consumer still, he didn't believe me. He didn't believe the bank, West Suburban Bank, and he sent another $50,000.
You know, I understand, and this is any age, Steve. This just is not seniors or millennials or baby boomers, you know, fill in the blank. I think any age, some people, and I might be guilty of this too. I think a lot of us are in many ways, that you don't want to be confrontational.
Sure.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. You don't, you know, you just want to pay your taxes and live your life and be with your family. And I think a lot of people, myself included, because I've called you for certain things, you get scared.
You do.
When you hear you owe money and you need to send it immediately or else this will happen.
Yeah, it works. That's why it continues to work. Everybody says, how's the IRS continue to work? Because people continue to give the scammers money.
Right.
The only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business. And that's the most important thing. You have to check out the offer before you buy or hire.
Right.
And that's so important. We have a scam tracker on our website. So if you get a call from IRS, that's all you have to go is our scam tracker.
Yeah.
Type in IRS and it tells you all the scams associated with that particular IRS scam. So we have, it's really consumers doing their due diligence. They don't take the time necessary to do their homework. They believe people on the phone. They scare them half to death. I mean, I have people call me crying, literally crying.
Oh, yeah.
And then at 1 week, they called every report in Chicago.
I called you that day, too.
I remember that. And I said, you probably got scammed by the IRS.
As soon as I called you and you picked up the phone, you said, you got the IRS call,
right.
Didn't you?
I saw your name
Tracy
come across.
Butler. We all got it
in 1 week. Yeah. This happened. I don't know where they got all the numbers from, but it works.
Probably someone here.
But it happens all. Cochran, there you go. It happens all the time, and they're so good at it. I've been doing this for 32 years almost. As you know, I started when I was one, but I've been doing it for so long, you can't tell the difference between a scammer and a regular person. So
no.
People want to be believing, trustworthy. They tell you everything they want to hear because they're scamming you. They're a criminal.
And you have said this so many times on this show, on this radio station, all over Chicago, the IRS is not going to call
Never.
You. I got a letter in the mail from the IRS, and it said, you owe $17. And before I called you, Steve,
right.
I called my accountant, and I said, can you please look this over? Is this a scam? And she said, no, you actually owe the IRS $17.
Right.
So she said, do you want to write the letter or me? And I said, oh, you go ahead and write it. So, but
they usually send you a letter. They don't call you out of the blue.
No.
Anybody that wants you to do something in 30 minutes, that is usually a tip off to the rip off. The only thing you should do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza and get it delivered. That's it. Anybody else saying you got to pay something or get deported or you lose your license or you owe money, a bill, government, whatever it may be, that's the tip off to the rip off. 30 minutes or less.
It's,
don't do it.
It's Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. We do have a couple of calls. Can you hang out for a little while, Steve? Excellent. 312-981-7200 is our number. We'll get to your calls after this on 720 WGN. Nine 735-720 WGN. Andrea Darlis, I'm with you here until 10 o'clock, then Patty Vasquez, and then Nick DiGilio. We are so excited to have with us in our studio tonight the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. And as I told you, Steve, you always get so many texts and so many phone calls.
I'm getting texts from my friends now,
yeah.
Basically telling me, oh, shut up.
Right.
They know me too well.
They do. They do. Again, 312-981-7200 is our number. Let's take a phone call here. And Steve, just pop those headphones on right there. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for hanging on through the news. I know you had a question about one you get all the time, Steve, about these phone scams.
Yeah, Steve, I just wanted to check with you. In the wireless industry, you know, for decades, there's always been some suspicious characters out there. What's going on about wireless phone scams, and how is the BBB battling that?
Well, Chris,
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold because your phone, ironically, was a little
yeah, basically,
iffy there.
Wireless phone scams are all. There's basically people trying to get you to invest into these organizations. And
yeah.
Basically, they're trying to. Some of them are scams and some are legitimate. But by and large, we're looking at them individually because there's so many different variations of this.
Right.
So I can't really say specifically on one particular one. But these wireless, they want you to invest into these types of situations.
You know what I did, Steve, is and Chris, this might help you too. I actually paid. I think it's 99¢ a month now, and it will identify on your phone as potential spam.
Correct.
And I think 99.999% it will say potential spam, or it'll say a crazy name like Peppermint Smith or something, like, which is truly a name that I did have on my phone one time. Not I didn't know this person,
right,
and I knew it was a scam. I know you're laughing. It sounds like a stripper name, I know. But yeah, it was something like Peppermint Smith, and that's how you know. But it kind of identifies. I almost think it's worth it to spend the 99¢ a month or whatever your carrier charges.
Yeah, some do. Some are good. Some are not. It's up to each carrier is different. But basically, the scammer knows how to get through those things. So, you know, they'll spoof it. They'll change it to the different numbers. They know how to get around it. So don't. It's good. They work. But again, the scammer is always going to find a way.
How weird is it when you call yourself, when your number pops up as though you're calling, or the first three digits?
It's usually they do the first four or five digits now. They're going that detail.
Yeah.
Because they want you to think, hey, this is really close to my number. It's got to be a coworker.
How do they get that?
It's all done by algorithms. So they basically, computers all do the work for them. They do automatic dialing. So they know the phone number, your phone number, and they just spoof it to two different digits in your phone number. It's all done by computers. So they press a button and it just kind constantly dials the individuals, and they wait to see who picks up. That's all they do.
Boy, we're talking about different scams, riskiest scams in 2018. Now, you have the BBB Scam Tracker. It's the risk report. And I love this because it usually, I think we've usually heard of at least half of these scams.
Right.
They've affected people in our listening audience. So what is, you had a recent story too.
A recent one is employment is actually scams were riskiest scams in 2018. People just like, well, how does that become a scam?
Does that become a scam?
Well, people are looking online for jobs and they actually post all their resume and all their information so people know who these people are. They know their email addresses. They got everything on them.
And your phone number.
And their phone number. So they call them and say, we got a job for you. Oh, you do? You can make $100,000 a year. We just need some information from you. We need your social security number, which employer does, and they ask for your bank account number, they ask for your mother's maiden name. Guess what? They steal your identity at that point, or they will charge you a fee saying that in order to get this job, you have to do is that you have to file for these applications. And you know, so basically, everything that employer asks for, the scammer asks for, it's a perfect opportunity because when you're on a website of a well known job listing service, you don't think you're going to get taken. But these people are like vultures, they say on these sites, of legitimate sites, and they have all this information about you out there. When you post your resume, you got your email address and some of the things, and you put personal information.
Right.
So they use it against you. So hey, Mike, you're looking for a job. I got one for you, guaranteed. You know, pay you six figures. You don't need anything, but I need your credit card number.
And then people do because they've applied for a job. They put their resume out there. How do you know, Steve, which sites are secure on which to put your resume and put your information?
There's never 100% secure sites. So I don't want to consumers know that you can be taken on any particular site. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's some well-known sites. What the scammers do is they go into those sites as well. So they act as an employer, and they actually see all this information. They try to get you off that site. So there's people that, you know, they try to get you into a different, you know, email me here, email at this address, get you off that website so they can't be monitored by the job listing service. So you just got to be very careful.
Why is it that, so I mean, we all do a lot of online shopping, and they ask for a phone number and an email address so they can confirm the order. And I can kind of understand the email address, so, you know, if you have a problem, you can email the person, but I hate giving out my phone number.
Yeah.
I mean, is that risky to do?
Well, you never know.
You can't decline, though.
Sometimes you can't decline it, but if you say no, you just have to do business somewhere else. But sometimes they will allow you not to give it. Just they don't feel comfortable. Some people get fake numbers. You know, as long as they have the email address, that's really what you want to get into. But the company behind it, you got to figure out what they're doing with your information according to their privacy policy. Some sell it.
Is that where you have to read everything?
Yeah, read
everything.
Nobody
does accept.
That.
I never do that.
Nobody does. It's like 3 or 4 pages. I get that. So you just got to be careful who you give your information. If you give to a scammer or somebody that's going to take it and sell it to others, it's a commodity now. Your name and email address are commodities. So they're bought and sold on the marketplace all the time. And especially if you fall for these types of offers, your name becomes more popular to them and more sought after. So they want individuals like you that answer your phones, that have fallen victim to a scam because they reload you. They actually try to scam you again. It happens all the time. So just because, never answer your phone. That's one thing. Let it go to voicemail.
Right.
You know.
Right. Is there, remember the do not call list?
Yeah.
Is that still,
it's still
does
there,
that still work?
It works, but for legitimate organizations who adhere to it, but the scammers don't care. They're violating federal law.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And they're calling from a different
country. They're not going to check the do not call list.
So many times,
I
hear, you know, people record a conversation. I'm on a do not call list. But I don't blank and care, you know.
Right.
Because they don't care. They're calling from all over the world, and if they're scammers, they're not supposed to be calling you anyway, so they're doing something illegal already. So by the time you file a complaint, they're gone, you know?
Okay, now this is really Big Brother, but can you get people's personal information? So say you have the Ring or the Nest or home security cameras, things of that sort. And again, this might be extreme paranoia, Steve.
Sure.
But you have to enter your information. A lot of people enter neighborhood watch programs, which are great because then you can keep an eye on shady characters coming to your door or just a neighborhood watch type of a program. But if you put your information in that when you're buying it, can they somehow get that information and track it back to your home and see through your security
cameras
in your
ring?
They possibly could.
Depends if they hack that organization, you know, what all that information is stored. Wherever that information goes, I mean, you really, in today's world, it's a matter of when you'll be hacked in some way, or your bank, or your...
You were hacked, weren't you?
I was hacked as well, and I was a victim of identity theft. So was former Attorney General Lisa Madigan.
That's right.
It doesn't matter who you are. You'll eventually be hacked in some way or victim. So it's just a matter of time. You just got to be vigilant ahead of time and know what to look out for. So you can be protective. You live in a glass bubble and still have your identity stolen. It doesn't matter because you don't. Your information's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's in your doctor's office. So
I know.
Mine was actually. Somebody said they broke into the employee's office or the manager's office where my information was stored. It was an employee. So I got a call from the Naperville Police Department saying that I've been a victim of identity.
Oh, and it was a former employee.
It was a former employee of that company that had the information I gave them to, and the employee came in. So your information's everywhere. Doctors.
It is.
Lawyers, it doesn't matter. So basically, you know, you can not give your information out, but you can still be hacked because you have bank accounts, you have everything.
You got to be. You know what always freaks me out? I think I've told you this before too. Is say you're buying a pair of gym shoes,
sure.
Or you know, just say a pair of gym shoes, and you go to the website and you love the Nike with the pink swoosh and the yellow shoelaces. Then you go to Facebook or Instagram or any website you go to, there's the picture of the Nike gym shoes with the pink swoosh and the yellow shoelaces.
Yeah, they follow you around. It's called following you, and they have that ability to do that. So we suggest you clear your cookies.
Every day?
Every day. Yeah, you can now make
a
set on most computers. Again, I'm not a computer guru. Most computers, there's a switch. You can say clear on exit. Clear my cookies, and it'll clear all the information. So you should know that. If you don't, you can look in your owner's manual or talk to somebody who knows anything about your computer. Again, I'm not an expert in arena, but I do have that on my PC where you just clear out the cookies every time you delete.
And clear it on your phone, too.
Your phone, yeah. Some people don't think about the phone as well, but that's so
I
much
never do. I mean, I always do.
Yeah, people have all this information
as
out
I reach
there.
For the phone.
As you reach for the phone and do it now.
312-981-7200 is our number. It's Steve Furness from the Better Business Bureau. We do have a couple of texts and a phone call that we'll get to after this on 720 WGN. 949 on 720 WGN. A few more minutes here with Steve Furness from the Better Business Bureau, just ahead of the Patty Vasquez Show. We're talking about some of the 10 riskiest scams of the nation in 2018. And unfortunately, Steve, as you were telling me, that many of these have carried over into 2019.
They
so
have.
Why don't we go through a couple of these in the next few minutes or so.
Online purchase number two, and that's where basically just a lot of fake counterfeit websites, and you think you're buying from a legitimate organization, you're not. Fake checks, money orders, that's still a big problem. There was a huge problem last year. People have to remember, when you deposit a check, it can take up to 30 days to clear your bank. They always think in 3 days it clears. Never take a check and then ask to be sent wire money from that check, because that check can bounce in 29 days. So that's a big problem. If anybody gives you a check and says you to wire money or give money from that check, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Again, we talked briefly before about home improvement. It's a big problem in the springtime.
Yep.
Advance fee loan scam, that's coming up as well. People saying that, you know, you're looking down on your luck, you look online for advance fee loan, all of a sudden you get these great offers. But the tip off to the rip off is you got to give money. So anytime anybody asks you money for a loan, that's the sign of a warning sign.
Right.
And you shouldn't do it. Tech support, somebody calling you. Bill Gates is not going to call you and tell you
right.
he's going to fix
or email
computer.
You. Sorry.
Right. And they do that all the time. And they ask you for money, or they lock your computer and you can only get out by calling them. So be very careful on those tech support scams. Nobody calls you out of blue and tells you you have a problem, you need to dial into your system. Investments, again, big problem, as we talked about that. Investments are always online, especially. You got to know who you're investing with, and nobody can guarantee any returns.
Right.
I don't care what they say, especially if they're related to church. We see a lot of those religious ones where they get everybody in the church to buy these investments. Be very careful on that, no matter if it's from a church or not.
Right.
Travel vacation, springtime's coming up, and you're going to have a lot of travel vacation scams, especially online. You know, people, you get these great offers. There's nothing behind it, and there's a lot of things they're doing now. They're renting houses, but it's not their house to rent. So basically, they're taking pictures already on somebody else's website and saying, "This is their house. You want to rent it? Send us a certified check, or give us your credit card number. It's not theirs." So,
but just be careful. I mean, if again, if you see something that looks suspicious, Just go to your website.
So gut feeling is something's wrong. That's what it usually is.
Yes.
And the tip off to the rip off. And government grants. The government doesn't give out free money. Everybody's just calling you out of the blue.
Darn it.
And so, unfortunately, you got to work for a living. And you can get grants, but you have to apply for them. Nobody's going to call you out of the blue and ask you for your credit card information. So be careful on that.
Can I add one? Can I add my own one? Just years of working with you and years of learning from you. Sure. Fake tickets. You know, I know it was the problem. Cubs opening day today. The White Sox opened last week. It just in Lollapalooza, people are excited. Riot Fest tickets are coming up. Be careful of those fake tickets.
Exactly. Especially buying on Craigslist, because these are really tickets you can't counterfeit, but the consumer buying doesn't know that, what they're buying.
Right. And so you can print it up on an air printer from anywhere.
Exactly. So people have to realize who you're buying from. Craigslist is probably the worst thing to buy tickets on, because you're not going to know until you walk into the stadium. I'm sure as many tickets that were bought online and fake for the Cubs game today as well. It happens all the time for the plays. Again, know your source and know who you're buying from, because the only way you can detect if it's scam until you walk in the door and it's too late.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do once you get the tickets.
Exactly. Buy from reputable online ticket brokers and that are licensed.
In other words, accept the ugly reality that, we're surrounded by some not-so-honest people.
Yeah, very true. Very true. 312-981-7200 is our number. A couple of texts can we take here, Steve, before you have to take off here? Somebody said, love the show. Love you guys. I'm afraid there's no such thing as extreme paranoia anymore, because I said maybe I'm being extremely paranoid with some of these things.
Right.
But someone enjoying but learning from the timeshare conversation that we had before. Someone fell for this scam. Now they're looking for a legit lawyer. And a way to get out of a timeshare.
Well, it's hard to do. You got to find a good one. So you can go to the Better Business Bureau website. We're actually a referral agency. So if you need an attorney or timeshare release company, you can go to our website, look under accreditation, and see who's accredited by us, and pick somebody from that list of people. So actually, Better Business Bureau is a free referral service.
Yeah,
so go to our website, bbb.org, before you buy or hire BBB.
There you go. Go to the website. From the 815, I'm wondering, are pyramid business schemes legal? Are they still scams? Are they out there?
They're out there. They're not illegal. And pyramid is basically when somebody takes money from investors and they pay somebody else back on the top. So those are usually the pyramid schemes, when they guarantee you money back, or if you give them money, we'll invest on that. Don't do it. Pyramid schemes are a big problem. And sometimes you don't know you're part of it. It's, Bernie Madoff, that whole pyramid thing
with him.
So these are legitimate people, that fell for it as well. But pyramids is usually when you start paying money back and you're not getting anything back from them. They're paying off the other investors. So it's just a rat's nest. Be very careful who you're investing with. Know them, trust them, and do some research on them with the BBB.
My mom always used to say, when in doubt, don't.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You have
your mom's a very smart woman.
I know, she loves you. Oh my god, she's listening right now. I know she's gonna be calling
me
tomorrow.
Hi mom, listen to her.
One more from the 630, Steve. Cubs tickets are digital only. Should this person still be wary?
Yes, you always have to be wary, because people don't know they're all digital, so they'll still try to sell you tickets. That's what I'm saying. The Sox and the Cubs are trying to avoid these tickets by doing digital and on mobile, but people buying tickets online don't realize this, and they are buying fake tickets.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're buying.
Yeah.
So anybody offers you Cubs tickets, no.
Don't do it. No. Don't.
Unless you know them and trust them.
Right, right. Well, you've tried to do that to me. You've offered me Cubs tickets several times.
And you bought it, too.
I know I did.
What the heck? For the first 2 years.
Yeah, I couldn't get in the park. Steve, you are always so generous. Every time you come in, you have gifts for the listeners.
Right. We have the website, webcam covers. So these actually covers that go over your computer. It's free of charge from the BBB. Just reach out to me at the Better Business Bureau. I'm on Facebook. I'm online. Go to BBB website for Steve Burness. It's webcam covers. You put it over your webcam covers. So you slide it back and forth when you need your camera. In case you're hacked, they can see through your camera, so we want you to protect. Instead of putting a tape over it, you have a Better Business Bureau, tool here to prevent you from anybody using your camera.
Perfect. Thank you, Steve. Let's do one more quick phone call before you have to get out of here. Hey, Victoria.
Hi there.
Hey, you had a question for Steve Burness.
I do. My mom, they're in their 90s, and they had, my mom had an HVAC person come out for a $69 furnace cleaning. Well, it ended up that the gentleman kept telling my dad that the carbon monoxide level is very high and that they need to have the furnace replaced. And my dad generally doesn't do this, but he immediately went to the bank. He was scared. He went to the bank and got $14,000.
How much?
Oh, no.
$14,000.
$14,000? How big is the house?
Yes.
Is it large?
I've called other companies, and they said the most it would have been for air conditioning unit and for central air and for the heating, the furnace, the most it would have been was $6,000.
Usually $6,000 to $8,000 for a home, a regular-sized Chicago home.
Exactly.
But you can file a complaint with us, the Attorney General, as well. But, you know, the squeaky wheel always gets, you know, the oil, so... Please file a complaint with us. If unfortunately, you wish your dad would have paid with a credit card, like I mentioned earlier in the show.
I know.
But he didn't know,
Yeah, you don't know that. But
file the complaint, Victoria.
Yeah, please call the Better Business Bureau and file online.
I guess it was just the carbon monoxide, and they just were so scared. They thought they were going to die.
Yeah.
It's a scare tactic that happens all the time.
Completely.
If somebody ever tells you that, you just have somebody else, you have a second person look at it, unless you know and trust the organization. But a lot of times they scare the heck out of people, like they did people in their 90s, like she said, her mom and dad.
You know, Victoria, we're so sorry that they went through that, but please file that complaint tomorrow, okay?
I will do that. Thank you so much. Enjoy listening.
You bet. Thank you so much. Bye. Poor Victoria. And please keep us posted on your parents
and
what happens.
Especially, Victoria, call me, please, tomorrow. Let me know, too. I'd like to get involved in this one for you.
Absolutely. And you answer all the calls. I know
you do. I
do. And all the emails. So, Steve, thank you so much. Again, how can our listeners get the webcam cover?
Basically, go to the Better Business Bureau site and look under Steve Burness. Find my emails there and just email and say you're a listener to the show, and I'll give them free of charge, as we did many other times. So we have a great following and great listeners, and we love to help. And please call the BBB first, not after. I've been doing this for 32 years. I wish people would call the BBB first, because it's too late sometimes.
When in doubt,
check it out with the Better Business Bureau.
Thank
before you buy or hire, BBB it.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Patty Vasquez is coming up next. 720 WGN.